County Road 4, also known as Historic Yonge Street in some areas, has been identified as a major arterial route, connecting Barry with southern Simcoe County and York Region. It's also an alternative to Highway 400 for some commuters. The County of Simcoe plans to widen County Road 4 from 2 to 4 lanes, from a point just south of Bradford West Gwillimbury's 9th line to the Barry city limits, but it's a major project and the work is being undertaken in phases over a number of years. There have been concerns that road widening and intersection improvements could affect existing properties and historic homes at several points along the route. The hamlet of Churchill in Innisfil, at Killarney Beach Road and County Road 4, is one of those points, for example. The county has posted a virtual public open house as part of a municipal class environmental assessment, EA, for the proposed road widening and intersection improvements. The EA is being carried out by R. J. Burnside and Associates. Since February 3, residents have been able to review the plans on the county's website and provide comments by clicking here. Road widening is proposed on both Yonge Street, from a point 250 meters south to 280 meters north of the intersection with Killarney Beach Road, and on Killarney Beach Road, from Valley View Drive to 200 meters east of Yonge Street. Yonge Street will be widened from 2 to 4 lanes, including one through lane and a left turn lane in each direction, which will allow through traffic to continue unimpeded. Sidewalks and an asphalt shoulder will be maintained for both parking and cyclists, as well as pedestrian access. According to the information being presented, driveways are to be regraded where necessary to match the new edge of paving. Additionally, all disturbed areas will be restored with asphalt, gravel or sod to match the existing conditions. No buildings are expected to be impacted by the widening. The section of Killarney Beach Road will also be widened to add a dedicated left-turn lane to the two existing lanes of traffic on each side of Yonge Street, County Road 4. A new sidewalk will be built on the north side of Killarney Beach Road, from Yonge Street to Valley View Drive. Improvements to stormwater drainage, and repairs to retaining walls and stairs impacted by the work, for example, at St. Peter's Anglican Church, are also part of the project, as well as construction of new retaining walls where needed. There are no plans to signalize the intersection at this time. Instead, the consultants say, the intersection will remain controlled by stop signs for east-west traffic, although traffic volumes will be monitored, and provisions have been made to allow for traffic signals in the future if warranted. The intersection improvements will get underway before actual road widening on Yonge Street, County Road 4 in the vicinity, which means that County Road 4 will remain a two-lane road both north and south of Churchill. Utility relocates in Churchill are expected to be completed this year. Enbridge has already relocated its gas main, while Bell, Rogers and Enpower could complete their work by the end of 2022. Tendering for the project is scheduled to take place in winter of 2023, construction to begin in the spring of 2024. However, the website warns, construction tender and timing is subject to yearly budget approvals and may be adjusted to occur earlier or later. Comments from the public will be accepted until March 3, 2022. Editor's note. Comments are being sought only for the intersection improvements at Killarney Beach Road and County Road 4, Yonge Street, at this time. The county notes that the Class EA for the widening of Yonge Street from south of Line 9 Bradford West Gwillimbury to County Road 89 was completed in 2012. A further Class EA and Public Information Center will be held later this year, relating to the widening from County Road 89 North to the Barry city limits.